AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The war in the Middle East is raging on. Karen Chamas summarizes the day's action.
Israeli strikes on Lebanon and Iran continue as Iran hits Gulf neighbors while keeping a stranglehold on oil shipping. Dubai's airport suspended flights due to an Iranian drone that struck a nearby fuel tank. Iran also launched missiles towards Israel. The fighting has been disrupting oil shipping through the Strait of Hormuz and pushing global energy prices higher. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ed Donahue has the latest reaction from President Trump.
President Trump is pushing allies to step up and free up shipping traffic in the Strait of Hormuz.
And the level of enthusiasm, it matters to me.
Iran has, for the most part, cut off traffic in the Strait to its enemies.
I've been a big critic of all of the protecting of countries because I know that we'll protect them. And if we ever needed help, they won't be there for us. I've just known that for a long period of time.
In Germany,
ich darf allerdings auch noch mal daran erinnern,
Stefan Cornelius, a spokesperson for Chancellor Friedrich Merz, says, I would recall that the United States and Israel did not consult us before the war, and that Washington said expressly at the beginning of the war, European help was neither necessary nor desired. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oil prices actually eased today. Brent crude, the international standard, falling 2.8% to just over $100 per barrel. Benchmark U.S. crude was down more than 5%, settling at $93.50 per barrel. However, gasoline prices are still climbing. AAA puts the national average at nearly $3.72 per gallon. Still, stocks had a bit of a rebound. The Dow added close to 388 points, or 0.8%. The S&P climbed a full 1%. The Nasdaq 1.2%. In extreme weather, coast to coast has prompted more than 3,000 flight cancellations and early school closings in the mid-Atlantic. This is AP News. Flights have been quietly taking Palestinians out of Gaza. Sam Mednick has the story.
An AP investigation has found that an Israeli group whose founder adamantly supported President Trump's proposal to resettle Palestinians from Gaza is behind several mystery flights that transferred hundreds of people out of the war-torn enclave, three of them that flew to Indonesia as well as South Africa. Palestinians said they didn't know who was behind the flights, but that ultimately it really didn't matter. They just wanted to get out. 2 years of war has decimated the strip and left much of it uninhabitable. Palestinians need Israeli permission to leave Gaza. Rights groups say that Palestinians have the right to leave, but that they also have the right to return. And Israel has a decades-long track record of not letting Palestinians return to Gaza. Gilad Ach, the founder of Adkan, denied allegations South Africa made that the flights were used to cleanse Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza, and said that they were used for humanitarian purposes.
There are more stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.